This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose.
This is a story of a preacher who died of COVID-19 after evangelizing at Mardi Gras. His story went viral on the media, but his family says his death has been unfairly politicized. Stay tuned to hear more.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
When Landon Spradlin was evangelizing at Mardi Gras February 25th, he had no idea he was endangering his health. Less than a month later, the street preacher and musician died of COVID-19. Now, his family is crying out to God to bring revival during this tragic time. Spradlin's death went viral on media outlets and social media, but his family says his story has been unfairly politicized. News outlets say Spradlin decried supposed mass hysteria surrounding the virus while he was unknowingly infected with COVID-19. But Spradlin's daughter Jessie says that isn't quite accurate. She says her father simply shared a Facebook post that someone else had originally created. And although the post did claim that Trump was being unfairly treated during the COVID-19 pandemic, Jessie says her father's beliefs were that people should listen to the CDC, just not live under a spirit of fear. In late April, the Washington Post released an article about Spradlin, this time focusing on his faith in the headline. The headline said, "A Virginia preacher believed God can heal anything. Then he caught the coronavirus." Jessie says that this, too, is not a fair depiction of her father. As a spirit-filled preacher, Spradlin believed that God's word is 100% true, and that God still heals today, just as he did all throughout his word. But that doesn't mean God always heals people exactly how and when we want. Instead, as Jessie says, "God's ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts." The news articles about Spradlin's death only caused people to continue politicizing the situation. Jessie recounts hundreds of hateful, attacking messages and comments on social media. And although she and her siblings tried to protect their mother, Jean, from the mean-spirited words, some got through. Jean tells Charisma this: "A couple of them tracked me down, and they started talking about Trump, and I'm going, 'My husband just died. Why are you talking to me?'" End quote. Others told Jean her husband was stupid and that the coronavirus was all Trump's fault. Jean wishes people would just let her and her family grieve. They remember Spradlin as a loving, zealous evangelist for the Lord, who often went into clubs and bars to play music and share Jesus' love with the lost. They say that many backslidden Christians have come back to the Lord because of Spradlin's influence. In the meantime, Jean and her family are crying out to God to bring revival through the pandemic. Jessie tells Charisma this: "I want an outpouring of God. I've read about great awakenings. I've heard about them. But I want a great awakening in my generation. So I'm praying that this pandemic will turn into another great awakening." End quote. Read the full story at charismanews.com. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates from a Christian perspective. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.